Hello, and welcome to like the shortest episode ever of Eating Alone in My Car show. I just wanted to let you know that I will be back next week. This is like a tiny. Sorry, there haven't been episodes for the past 2 weeks. My husband has been sick. I've been taking care of him and don't really, you know, like, I don't know, after doing like the many weeks of grief, episodes, I just didn't feel like adding, being like more illness to the pile. It's strange. I think that, you know, it's like, I don't want to be, I mean, I guess I'm not afraid of like being depressing on some levels because like I have a Twitter account called So Sad Today, and you know, I'm honest about some things, but like I guess like when it comes to like the thing with my husband's health has just been going on for so long that it's like I'm tired of it. I don't want to talk about it, you know, but it's kind of like the main thing in going on in my life right at this very moment, that I would talk about. And so, I mean, I guess I could talk about the plants. I am a woman who just bought worm castings. Just FYI, the plants and I are starting to really come to, a place of union. You know, remember how I was like so overwhelmed by all the plants? Well, like, I feel like some of them have died, which has been helpful, but the ones that haven't, I don't know. I just feel like the relationship is really quote unquote blossoming, if you will. The other thing was I went to New York for some work stuff. And then I went to Philly, to see my mom for Yom Kippur. And, I like took a clipping of one of my dad's plants that I feel like they've had for like 20 years. And like, I didn't know that you actually are allowed to bring plants on a plane, but I didn't know that. Like, I thought maybe it was like across state lines. You're not allowed to bring like plants into the state or something. I don't know. So I like smuggled, even though like I didn't have to smuggle it, I smuggled this clipping. Like I wrapped it in, I wrapped it in like a paper towel and, water, and like put it then in like a piece of plastic and smuggled this plant clipping home to LA, and now I'm trying to propagate it like because I want it to be from one of my dad's house plants, but we'll see. I don't know if it'll live. They have other house plants, so I'm just gonna keep trying. I also brought with me and also I'm not eating anything right now, but I did just have Special K red berries like about half an hour before I left. Well, like I guess it was half an hour ago. So, I guess it's a Special K red berry plant episode. I don't really know. Plant short. My husband's sick. But anyway, but yeah, so plants, I'm like taking refuge in the plants. Like I'm really finding like respite in the plants now. Like I feel like now I get how they can be respite. 'Cause it's like something to focus my mind on, you know, that's like, and like obsess about, but yeah, so I took that. I took like a cutting of my dad's umbrella schefflera plant, and we'll see if it lives. I'm trying to propagate it in water right now. I could probably buy one for like $15, but it's my dad's. And then I also took with me, my mom was like, do you want one of dad's nice watches? If not, I'm going to sell them. And I was like, no, I don't like the watch. I was like, I don't care about the watch. Like, I have my dad's Zippo, which I don't know when was the last time he used, but I have his Zippo, and that means a lot to me. But everything else is just like crap, really, like that I've taken so far. I'm very slowly is like some of his books, like all the John Steinbecks. I'm taking back like a bunch of books each time. I also found this book of his about houseplants that I remember from being a kid, and I actually like it was very like epic to me as a kid because it had like these insane pictures. And then when I looked in it, I saw that I had covered it with like these turtle stickers. So I took that this trip. I also took some of my dad's bamboo, the bamboo that he was at war with. But when it would you know, like he had planted bamboo and then it like took over the yard. But like when it would dry, he would use it as like a planting stake for like his garden. So I brought some of this bamboo back, randomly. I brought some of his trash bag ties back, because he would use bamboo sticks and trash. So it literally, like, my mom's like, do you want this like beautiful watch? And I'm like, no, I want like the trash bag ties. Like, because I don't know, for those of you who have only ever used trash bags with drawstrings, I guess like in the olden days, the trash bags, you would have to like tie, it would come with like a garbage tie. And my dad would do like just a lot of shit with a garbage tie. So I like brought the garbage ties. So I brought like garbage ties, the bamboo. And then, also my dad used to make like some sort of thing, like some sort of fish thing. And like, there's like these kitchen, they're like these shells. They're like shells that are like plates kind of that you like cook in. And so I brought back like one shell and I was like, I'm going to just use this for decoration because I loved it as a kid. So like very random, quote unquote, valueless stuff, but to me, things that have like a lot of value in my heart. Because that's just, I don't know, that's just what it is. That's just what it is. My dad's high school reunion t-shirt, which I guess he didn't go to, but somehow got the shirt because his name wasn't on the back. But on the front, it says older, wiser, sexier. That's a fucking shirt. Okay. All right. That's a fucking shirt. I am now the kind of woman who buys worm castings on Amazon and wears a t-shirt that says older, wiser, sexier in a serif font with commas. So like, that's where I am. I'm worried about my husband just because he's just so deconditioned and, I don't fucking know. But there's really nothing that can be done. It's just about waiting for him to like, hopefully come out of this relapse of his health and, be like, you know, be able to like sit up and like, it's just bad. It's just bad and long and hard and not enjoyable. It's not like, and I don't know, we still have like laughter and stuff. But also he's very depressed, as anyone would be. And it's like, you know, and it's, I think, especially hard too, just dealing with like the emotional component of it right now, because like I'm already really raw from my dad. And so it's like, I don't know, just, so all that being said, I have not felt like recording a new episode. I just haven't had it in me, but I just wanted to like touch down and let you all know that I have not gone anywhere and this isn't going to be an extended hiatus. I'll be back. I'm going to do a real episode for next week and be back in the saddle. But I just wanted to let you know that. All right. I'm pulling into Walgreens. I'm going to pick up my antidepressants, which are ready, so that I don't lapse in taking them this week. And I'll see you on the flip side. Wishing you, if you have antidepressants that you need to go pick up, wishing you a successful antidepressant pickup. And I'll see you on the flip side. That's all. Bye-bye.